The following program does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of this station.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in and listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on this festive Thanksgiving Day morning. Thank you for listening in. If you're out there, man, I hope you didn't get trampled. I hope you didn't get run over for those door busters. I know that Walmart did away from them as a strategy to make sure that you had a safe shopping experience. But more importantly, I hope that you truly had an opportunity today to sit down, to hit the pause button, and to reflect upon having an attitude of gratitude here today on Thanksgiving Day in 2015. Now, I think it's critical that every once in a while we hit the pause button in life. We're so busy running and gunning and doing everything that we do. We're so busy out there in the craziness, and we get caught up in it. We don't unplug. You know, 2 weeks ago, I had the pleasure of having our guest Holly Dowling on the air and talking about how important it was for us to unplug, so hopefully you've had a chance to do that. Hey, but before you unplug, I need you to make sure you connect with me, connect with the show. Hop on out of Facebook, look for the show Unleashed Radio Hour. Get out to unleashedradiohour.com. And if you're someone that hangs out a lot out on the Twitterverse, then make sure you follow along with me at Ron Unleashed. That way you can stay on top of everything with the show. Topics are coming up. We're cooking up some amazing guests as we get into the holidays and into the new year. Yes, I'm already putting that out there for you because it's going to be here before we know it. You hear the music? That means it's time to go to a break. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
Because it's become a popular part of the show, the Little Red Whistle has made its return. I can't say it's back in black, but it's back in red. However we want to rock, however we want to roll today, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in, and thank you for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour here in your festive holiday Thanksgiving here in H-Town, or if you're hearing this streaming live online or at the podcast and everything related to the show, you can just easily dial up. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Would love to have you come out there. You know, there's Listener Central where there's information where you can be connected, information on our partners, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. Our podcast, love the podcast. The podcast site is blowing up. People are enjoying that, and I've only found out lately there's a lot more people listening than I thought. Right? There's a lot more listening than I thought. Hey, I listened to your podcast the other day. It was great. Oh, really? Good. Well, that's why we do this show. The purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour that I am grateful for having the opportunity to be on the airwaves today is that it is my purpose, it is my passion to bring information, tools, and resources, individuals who are out there making a difference in the community that will help you unleash your career and your business. And so you got to be connected. You got to stay dialed in. Go to unleashedradiohour.com. What I want to do is I want to put a spotlight and give a serious attitude of gratitude, which is the theme for today, out to our community partner in Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Hey, now I'm already a little bit late here. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. So you're out there, you're rolling. It's a 10 o'clock hour. You already hit, you know, all those sales out there if you're rolling. But it's not too late for you to hop on over to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, 12100 Gulf Freeway, just south of Alameda Mall. Get on out there. They've got deals for you. Hey, hey, as my good friend Hilton likes to say, we're wheeling and dealing, so you're going to feel like you're stealing. And I got to follow that up with, that's a fact, Jack. So make sure you hop on out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress today. Whether you want to get a new mattress for the holidays, you want to get that special recliner for granddad or dad or whoever for the holidays and make sure that's a part of what you want to do. They've got deals going on. Make sure you go out. Hilton Furniture and Mattress, again, 12100 Gulf Freeway, just south of Alameda Mall. You can go online at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. All one word, HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. Or you can give them a call at 713-910-5977. You're like, but Ron, man, it's the holidays. Who has money to go get furniture? Well, guess what? If you got good credit, no credit, bad credit, they have a financing plan for you. They're out there to help you to whether it's getting a good night's sleep on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress, whether you you got your dinette set now for the Thanksgiving, you get in your living room, whatever the case might be, they've got a plan to help you bring home so that you can truly celebrate with your loved ones, family, and friends this holiday season. And that starts with opening your home and make sure you get the goods that you need, the furniture that you need from Hilton Furniture and Mattress. And as my brother Hilton likes to say, once again, that's a fact, Jack. Hop on down there today where they're going to let you have it. All right. So as always, I am fully grateful. You know, and I want to start out the show here. It was around this time last year where I had the opportunity and I learned that this window of time, this opportunity known here on Business 1110 KTEK Monday through Friday was open. And I had a chance to sign on the line and say, yes, I want to be a part of something greater than me. I want to get an opportunity it was a return to the airwaves for me. I had an opportunity before me, and I chose to take full advantage of that. So my first shout out for me personally, you know, and an attitude of gratitude today is Donna Wick with Wicked Publicity. You know, she said, hey, you know, the initial request was, hey, just someone to help host. She's like, oh, no, you don't need to just help host. You need to have your own show. And so, Donna, thank you for believing in me. Thank you for being a part of this journey and a part of my journey and being in my corner to support the Unleashed Radio Hour. Obviously, I want to give thanks and gratitude out to our community partners, those folks that help support, you know, Hilton Furniture and Mattress. I also have to give a huge, huge shout out to a good friend and supporter. I have the information is listed out at unleashedradiohour.com. If you click on our partners, you know, wonderful Robin Doms from Events of Significance. Robin is always there to encourage and to support. And not only that, hey, Chic does that in her business, Events of Significance. Significance is the details to done to make sure that your event is everything that you would want it to be and hope it could be. And so I have no problem giving props and thanks out to her. And you know, that's what it takes. You know, there's so many other people that I can, you know, friends in my community, you know, fellow coaches with the organizations that I'm involved with. You know, my friends that aren't even close by, you know, that are constantly listening in. Those that supported. And I'm going to have another one coming up here for the holidays, you know, but there was a campaign to help make sure that the Unleashed Radio Hour can stay on the airwaves. So many, many thanks to Donnie and Laura for stepping up, to my brother Chris for stepping in, to April for stepping in, just to name a few, you know, to really make this happen. And, you know, the theme that I want to give to you today, you know, it's obviously today here on Thanksgiving is you know, it's kind of sad, and I'm guilty as charged right here. I just blew the whistle on myself that we wait until Thanksgiving, or we wait as the trend goes out on Twitter or on Facebook of the 30 days or how many ever days, you know, of gratitude, you know, that we're going to go out there and to share with the things that we're grateful for. And I think it's sad that we wait until this time of the year to just do that. I think it's important that we do, which is why I just followed suit. But I want you to think about it for a minute. And when was the last time that you really were and your attitude was demonstrative of having a true attitude of gratitude? When was the last time that you truly just dialed in with all genuine authenticity with someone and truly said, you know what, I really appreciate you. But then it wasn't, you can't, ladies and gentlemen, newsflash, you cannot have a one shoe fits all. Okay. When you're talking about having a real attitude of gratitude, it does start with you, but it starts with that, as I said earlier, that genuine authenticity of ensuring that you are connecting with the person that you are showing that gratitude towards. You know, that can be a phone conversation. You know, someone you haven't seen in a while that you know that you've been thinking about, that pick that phone up today and call someone. You know I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth there. I'll own that. But today we're putting a spotlight on that attitude of gratitude, and rightfully so. It's a day of Thanksgiving. It's a day of understanding and counting the many blessings that we have in our lives. But when was the last time you did pick up the phone to tell someone, whether it's someone that made a difference for you recently, or, you know, that someone that's been on your heart of hearts, that through your life's walk, through your life's journey, you know, you now can actually go back and see the importance of the difference that they made in your life now. You couldn't see it then, but maybe you do see it now. When was the last time you said, you know what, thank you. Thank you for being there, whether it was a challenging time, whether it was a time where, you know what, quite frankly, someone needed to tell you something that they knew you needed to hear, but guess what? You didn't want to hear it. Hey, that is a true friend indeed. That is a true mentor or a colleague or whoever it is. It doesn't matter. But when was the last time you really gave thanks to someone for the difference, for the impact that they've made in your life? Now, you know, I'd love to know. Hop on out, share with us, put it on Facebook, go out to Unleashed Radio Hour, find it on Facebook. Let's have some dialogue around this and post it out there. I would love to hear from you. You can also text, you know, not a problem. You can text your thoughts, your comments. You can do so by dialing in. Hey, normal text rates may do apply. My little PSA that I botched completely. But you can text 281-715-9700. Again, that's 281-715-9700. You know, and it's today, you know, it's not just about the great sales. Yeah, and I say today because some of you are out there getting sales on Thanksgiving Day. And I think that's a travesty. I think that employers need to celebrate and honor the day. At the same flip of the coin, I know a lot of you are going to get rocking and rolling on Black Friday. There are sales that are going on. You're out there. You're doing. So make sure that you get out. Hey, and I shared that this is the 10 o'clock hour on a Thursday. But I understand those sales are taking place. Is that what it's about for you today? Or is today an opportunity for you to give gratitude, to have an attitude of gratitude and give thanks to those around you? So real quick, dial in. You know, how do you do that? So some people are like, well, man, I'm just not really good at saying thank you. Okay, well, that's okay. You know, with the way we're connected to the world today, you can send someone a text. Imagine that. You can pick up the phone and actually have a conversation. You can take them a pumpkin pie or a pecan pie, whatever it is. You know, but make sure that it's significant to them. You know, if you're a little more old school, I know that people still, when was the last time you got a thank you card in the mail? It was addressed to you, it was handwritten, and people took the time. See, here's the key. When someone takes the time to write that thank you letter, you know, and to put that thank you card in a little stamp and put it in the mail to make sure that it gets to you, what does that say? That says, hey, you know what? I took the time because you're important and I wanted to thank you. You know, our guest back, and I go back to, I believe it was February, you know, Dana Steele, you know, local queen of rock and roll here back in the days of KLOL here in Houston. You know, one of her big tips for success. She's huge on those handwritten thank you letters. And I think that's really important because, you know what, that attitude of gratitude starts with you. You think, well, Ron, this is business radio. What does it have to do with a hill of beans? Are there people that helped you in your career and in your business? Are there those that connected the dots for you that helped you get to where you're at that maybe you couldn't see? Well, now is a great time to make sure that you dial in. Make sure that you know that mentor, that coach, that former supervisor or that leader that, you know what? Hey, guess what? Fill their bucket. You're like, fill their bucket, Ron. What does that mean? Here's a great book, and I'm always giving book resources out here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Go out and find this book. It's called How Full Is Your Bucket? Again, the title of that book is How Full Is Your Bucket? If you're a regular listener of the show, the cool thing about it is included with this book is the opportunity to complete the StrengthsFinder assessment. So it's a gift within a gift because I'm giving you a perspective in a book here, How Full Is Your Bucket? The authors are Tom Rath, oh, by the way, guest on this show, and the late Donald Clifton. Go out there, and the whole theory of the dipper in the bucket is each of us has an invisible bucket. It is constantly emptied or filled depending upon what others say or do to us. When our bucket is full, we feel great. When it is empty, we feel awful. So my question is to you, are you going around today filling others' buckets, or are you using that dipper and are you taking from them? And I'm going to say right here, I've been guilty as charged recently. Hey, I've done some dipping into other people's buckets, and I have to atone for that. I have to own that. Hey, but it starts with you, and it starts here today. So my challenge to you, how are you going to go? How are you going to show that attitude of gratitude? What are the little things that you can do? Hey, if you're home, by the way, and you've got kids, can the kids help clean up? Oh my goodness, how great is that? You've been out there, you know, you may already be doing it right now. You're in the hot oven in the kitchen. You're trying to get that Tom turkey ready to pop so that you can open up and celebrate, you know, start carving the turkey with all the dressing and all the fixings. Well, guess what? Someone's got to pick it up too. And let me tell you, preparing a Thanksgiving Day meal, it's work. Yes, it is. So maybe someone can show an attitude of gratitude by helping to clean up. Oh, ready? Wait for it. Without being asked to do so. Novel concept. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. We will be right back after these messages.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press, book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Yeah, and I hope you have taken that shot, that opportunity today to listen in, to dial in. But more importantly, you're listening to the message today, which is what can you do to go out and to drive an attitude of gratitude this Thanksgiving Day? Hey, and beyond. I almost sounded like to infinity and beyond, but it's true. Hey, it doesn't just have to happen on this day, although we do celebrate it. What are you truly thankful for, and how can you go out there and model that with everyone else? And you know what? Hey, I got to preach it, and I'm teaching it, and I got to apply it to myself. I have areas of improvement. By golly, do I. All right, but one of the things I think is critical is we have to make sure that when we're connecting to folks, again, dialing in from that last segment, it needs to be with genuine authenticity. And how do you do the best to meet someone where they need to be met? Now, let me define that. And what I mean by that in this attitude of gratitude show today is when you meet someone where they need to be met and you feed them the way that they need to be fed. No, I'm not talking about spoon feeding the mashed potatoes or the cranberry sauce or whatever it is that you're going to enjoy today or that you are enjoying on this Thanksgiving Day. What I mean by that is if someone, let's say, you know, someone knows you so well that when they demonstrate gratitude, you know, they meet you where you need to be met. And that could be crazy things just like, you know, hey, I'm a huge fan of Disney. So maybe the next time that they're on a Disney trip, they bring a memento back and says, hey, I was thinking of you. You're important. Thank you for everything that you're doing. Something of significance, whether it be of interest, something of and it doesn't always, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't always have to be of value. I think so often when people try to show and demonstrate an attitude of gratitude, sometimes they think, okay, the bigger is the better. No, not necessarily. Sometimes it's the small things that you can do. Sometimes it can be something as simple as, oh, I don't know, let's take a little post-it note. Let's write thank you for something if it's someone in your household and put it on the mirror or put it on their door so that maybe, you know what, it's a surprise and they recognize, you know what, hey, someone appreciates me. And I'm going to dial this in. We're talking on a personal level right now in the first part of this show. I'm going to make that significant shift here in a little bit, where what's the significance of that in your organization, in your business, if you're a manager or a leader? Some of these same principles on a personal level apply on a larger scale organization. And I'm going to dial into that here in just a moment, but I want to stay on the personal path to an attitude of gratitude. You know, when was the last time you just literally had a moment? Maybe it's today, maybe it's this weekend, maybe everyone else is going out shopping and you're going to have some quiet time. What are the things that you're grateful for? You know, I get a little nostalgic around the holidays. Usually it's this time of year, and one other time of the year is around my birthday, which was just a couple months ago. But the point that I'm trying to get to is I get nostalgic, I go into a reflective mode. And I look in that rearview mirror and that reflective glance backwards on the year, and I say, you know, what really went well? What are some things that I maybe could have done differently? How can I grow? Who am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? Who can I give thanks to? You know, and I don't always take that to action. I sometimes just keep it into the thoughts. And I'm making the commitment this year to take it into action because that's what I need to do. And my point with that matter is, you know, we get so stuck in a rut. We get so busy with what we do and how we do it that we don't ever stop and reflect about the significance of it. And next thing you know, hey, I don't know about y'all, but here we are on Thanksgiving Day. My question to you, loud and clear, where did September go? I can't kid you not. Where did the month of September? And it was just like, it was a blur. It's gone. It flew by faster than life. And here we are. I mean, again, I can't believe this is Thanksgiving. How quickly does it come around? Oh, and by the way, newsflash for all you late-minute, last-minute procrastinators and shoppers. Again this year in 2015, the Christmas Day is December 25th. That's a newsflash. So for all of you that are gearing up, you're going out for the sales and the deals and the wheels and the steals and however you want to look at it, oh, remember, you have 25 days for it, right? Oh, but remember, you have 25 days, so you're not doing it at the last moment, right? Because guess what? Then it's all gone if you don't get on it. So what you gonna do? And I think it's crazy. I've seen a meme lately, you know, of people entering a store on Black Friday. And it's people that will stomp and trample on discounted electronics and goods the day after they just gave thanks to everything that they already have. So think about that as you go forward. But here's my point. Can you give yourself the gift? And I say yourself a gift. Hey, give yourself a gift. Go out, get the book. How full is your bucket? I get nothing from it. I'm trying to give you a resource. But can you begin to make a dynamic and fundamental shift where you begin to fill others' buckets, where you begin to fill others' emotional tanks instead of going in and doing withdrawals, or you deplete their bucket by dipping in and taking out? You know, and that really is the key here that I've got. How can you go out and fill others' buckets? How can you go out and fill others' emotional tanks in a way that interaction that they've had with you is a positive one? And I think that's critical. Hey, I got to apply it too, because there's times where I ain't perfect. It's all good. And I just proved that by my language. Hey, so do me a favor. Go out, take a reflective view. Go out, have an attitude of gratitude. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what does that mean in your business or in your career? Right after these messages.
If you're using drugs or are addicted to pills or alcohol, you need help. You know that your addiction is harming your life, your job opportunities, and most importantly, your loved ones. That's where we come in. The Kick Addiction Network specializes in getting you the help you need to beat addiction. Our network of treatment specialists can help you get clean and have the experience and track records to show for it. And if you're struggling with addiction and have private insurance, your help may be fully covered. Give us a call 24/7 at 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION. That's 1-800-KICK-ADDICTION.
All right. I love me a little Pearl Jam. Yeah, I hope you're not sleeping on a pillow made of concrete. Nor do you want one this holiday season. Hey, but ladies and gentlemen, we're dialed back in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited to be here. And if you're not connected, you know, please do so. I'm going to share some of the resources that I've talked about today. I will put them out on Facebook. Go out to Facebook. Look for Unleashed Radio Hour. Like the page. Yes, I want to invade your wall. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do everything I can to help you unleash your career and your business. And guess what? I can't do that if you don't let me into your world. So go out there, dial it in, connect on Facebook. Oh, you prefer the Twitterverse? That's okay. I'm out there too, at Ron Unleashed. And as always, you can stay connected at unleashedradiohour.com. All right. When we went to that break, we were talking specifically, you know, about the personal decisions that you can make, who you can thank, how you can demonstrate and show an attitude of gratitude. You know, I also think there's random ways that we can do this. I know we probably have all heard about random acts of kindness. But you know what? Sometimes it's also just about being polite to our fellow race and members of our race and the other human beings. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I went through the toll. I had to pay the toll. And someone, and I noticed this, that was two cars ahead of me, paid for the car in front of me. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. And it was $1.75. No. But, you know, that fills other people's buckets. You know, that adds to the positive emotions. That adds to the positive collective emotions that everyone's bringing to the table. And it makes a big difference in how they go and grow and move forward. Which is where I want to make a transition. If you're a manager or a leader, you're a supervisor, you're a business owner, how are you out there showing that attitude and gratitude towards your employees, towards your team members, towards your staff? Because let me tell you something, and I'm gonna stand firm on this opinion, and I'm going to tell you what, if you violate, I got my whistle. I may throw a yellow hanky flag, get some dirty laundry on the field. Listen, if you're in a management or leadership position, understand this real clearly. And I won't move from this, and we can debate it till the cows come home. That's okay. I will not move from my position. If you're in that role, guess what? It's not about you. It's not about you. Now, you have a lot to do. Don't get it wrong. But your job, and I've said this many times on the show, good managers, good, really good, effective leaders can do two things. They build their team, and they're great facilitators. So if you're building your team and it's about your team, hello, how's it about you? And if you've got great team members, don't you want them to know that they're appreciated? Don't you want them to know that they're valued? Well, there's a couple ways that we've talked about on the show that we can do that. First, the how full is your bucket? Hey, not only does it apply on a personal level, it applies in the organizational and team level. Do you have practices in place where you can recognize individuals other than the quarterly or biannual, whatever your review or performance review process is? Are you having meaningful conversations with your team members and lifting them up and building them up for the contributions that they're making? Because if you're not, then guess what? And if those conversations aren't being had, then guess what? People are going to continue to do what they've always done, and you're going to wonder, how do I get different results out of my team today? Well, guess what? You won't. You've got to get into that feedback. You've got to get into that constructive feedback, not just coming at and yelling, you didn't do this and you need to do that, hooting and hollering. You know, one of the things I say, and sometimes, you know, again, a reflective mirror, I got to practice what I preach. I do coaching, whether it's baseball or football. You know, and one of the things that I believe very strongly in, yelling, okay, let's take football, for example, isn't coaching. Yelling and getting loud isn't coaching. No different than just ordering or barking out commands of what to do and how to do. People, if that's all you're doing, people aren't going to feel very appreciated. So what are you doing in your work environment? What is the culture that you've created around recognition? What's the culture that you've created about being and showing and demonstrating an attitude of gratitude? Because if you're, especially if you're a business owner, manager, and a leader, you and your success is predicated through how well that you take care of in supporting, leading, guiding, growing, and developing others. And guess what? Appreciation is a part of that process. So here on this Thanksgiving Day, I've tried to take it on a personal level in your personal walk in life, unleashing you, your career, your business. But I'm also important that, yes, it's also important, excuse me, that it makes a difference in the work that you do. So when you stop for a moment and you think about your recognition practices that you deploy or those that are deployed across your business or your organization, are they successful? Are they successful? Because if not, then you need to kind of do some, how do I get some feedback on this? And that's exactly where I'm going to come back right after this break as we dance to the music. All right. And maybe you need to be dancing. Don't let that tryptophan fit in from that turkey on this Thanksgiving Day. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110, KTEK.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Topic of the show today is, how do you have an attitude of gratitude? That way, not only can you be in love with what's going on around you, trying to dial into my music and my bump there, but also, how does that work in an organization? How does that work across your business where you're able to demonstrate, show, and model, and really have a culture that wins because it's based upon recognition? What can you do to ensure that your team members, hey, your customers, man, that reminded me. I got some thank you cards to get out. Oh, yeah, I dialed that in on the personal level. But I actually have some holiday cards that I have that I need to get primed and get ready and get it in the mail for all of those clients that have been very meaningful and supportive of what I've been able to do, have allowed me and have given me the honor and the privilege to come into their business to preach and teach. So they're coming in the mail if you're listening right now. They will be in the mail shortly. But again, it's how do you put systems in place? You know, what are the goals that you've got? You know, one of the things that I believe in very strongly, and I've trained managers and leaders with this, the first moment that I learned it, I'm like, oh, that's a gem. I didn't create it, but I sure did see it. I saw the value of it. And let me tell you what it is. And if you want to reach out to me, I'll be happy to share it with you. Heck, you know what? I'll post a copy of it out on the Listener Central here over the weekend because it's going to be a busy holiday for me, but I will make that commitment to you. Go out to the Listener Central at unleashradiohour.com. What I will do is I will post a sample of what I use in some of the trainings that I do. It is called an employee recognition survey. You're like, why would I do that? So I don't know how you run your business. I don't know how you manage or you lead. But one of my best practices, one of the things that I believe in very strongly, is regular one-on-one meetings, regular discussions with team members if I'm supervising them. I want to know, and we sit down, we have a purposeful conversation and say, okay, hey, you were hired, you're a part of this team, and I believe that you're going to be successful. And if you're going to be successful, I need to understand that when you're successful, how can I recognize you in a way that has significance and meaning to you? Because that really is what it boils down to. How can I meet you where you need to be met, feed you the way that you need to be fed, in the form of recognition that is significant? Case in point, you know, I've talked on this show many a times about how we're different personalities. There's a whole show on that. Go out to the podcast. Go look at I've Got Personality. That's the title of the show. But the point being is, someone who is an extreme introvert, someone who you know, just kind of prefers to keep to themselves, they don't want that public spotlight. So calling them out and recognizing them in front of the entire company for them doing their job is kind of like a slap in the face. They don't get significance. They don't get meaning from that. It has no meaning. So why are they going to be motivated to do something when you're just going to turn around and not meet them where they need to be met? Similarly, those people who do like that type of public recognition, if you just give them a little card, hey, that's great, and they still feel, but wait, where's the ceremony? And I'm not saying that they have to be that extreme. I'm painting an extreme picture simply to point out how important it is to know how other people want to be recognized. You know, there's many things on this survey. You know, is it, hey, you know, let me take you to lunch. You know, just something you and I sitting and rapping. When you do well, hey, you know, knowing that the lunch is on the boss one day, and I'm not saying you have to go extravagant, but just saying, hey, I'm taking you to lunch because I appreciate what you're doing. Now, you have to be understanding now. You got to understand what that could impact and understand the difference. If you're supervising multiple people, you need to let them know that this is in recognition for good work, and that's going to work for some people. That may not work for others, but how do you meet others where they need to be met? You know, I'll never forget I had an opportunity. I was supervising a young lady. And there were some things that we were working on, and lo and behold, you know, there was a challenge of arriving on time. You know, getting to work, it was always a challenge in the morning. I'm not a morning person either, so I get it. I understand. Try to help, try to coach. Well, what happened was I saw a slight behavior change. I saw for 2 or 3 days in a row, and it sounds crazy, but 2 or 3 days in a row, this particular individual made it into the office on time, ready to go, ready and engaged. I happen to know that this person's favorite food was cupcakes. Love, love. Only thing she ever wanted for recognition, cupcakes. And I happen to know, not only did she love cupcakes, but I knew that there was a local vendor in the area that she preferred over everything else. I'm not talking about going to the supermarket or the grocery store and buying already ready-made. I'm talking about a specialty shop. So guess what I did? I recognized that, and literally I went one day, bought the cupcake. I didn't make a big hullabaloo about it. I just left it on her desk. And that made a significant difference, at least it did for me, to watch her face, because it was kind of like, huh? Where'd this come from? All of a sudden, this cupcake magically appeared. What's this for? And she's like, so I saw the discovery of how this occurred, and then our eyes made contact, and I just winked. And then she knew it was me. And so then he walked over and said, thank you, but what's this for? And I looked at her and I said, because I appreciate you doing what you can do to bring the best of you to the team on time and ready to go each day. Keep it up. You know, I was trying to reinforce the behavior, but it was very important that she understood and that I recognized the change in behavior as well. It wasn't just talking it and demanding it. It was, I've recognized it. So, you know, when we do that, I knew exactly how to meet her where she needed to be met and feed her, literally and figuratively in this case, the way that she needed to be fed. You know, whether it's chocolates or it's a card or balloons, I don't know. Hey, if someone goes way above and beyond, do you have a reward and recognition system where, you know what, maybe someone reaches goals and helps advance the company or your organizational vision, they get a day off. I don't know. How can you be creative? But if you don't ever ask your employees, if you don't ask those team members, you don't ask them. So that recognition survey is really critical. And again, I'll put that out there. If you don't see it, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Email me. I'll make sure that I get there. It's going to be crazy with the holidays, as it will be for all of you. But I'll make that commitment to get it on to the listener central. And I think that's critical is when you start looking at recognition in your company and your organization, what is the culture that you want to create? What is the culture that you want to establish? How do you want to lead? You know, so you need to have some goals, you know, and when we start looking at, and I've done some research here, you know, I've got a book in here. It's Winning with a Culture of Recognition. It's a book by Eric Mosley and Derek Irvine. You know, one of the things that they talk about, most recognition programs, the goals are to create a positive work environment. That's the top one. Motivate high performance. That's another. Okay. Reinforce the desired behavior, just like I talked about with the cupcake earlier. Creating a culture of recognition, because then, oh, guess what? When you get good at modeling that behavior, then guess what goes away? A lot of the blame game starts to go away because now your team members start to adapt and adopt the behavior that you're modeling for them. We start to lift each other up instead of putting each other down. We start to make deposits. I gave reference to the how full is your bucket. You know, we start filling others' buckets, or we're making emotional deposits into that emotional bank account and quotient for them for the day. You know, they may have had a rough day getting out of the house and just getting here. You know, we never let people know on the highway what we think of them, do we? You know, some of us, hey, that could be a challenge for the day, right? So how are you making a difference in people's lives? That is critical. You know, there's ways that you can do that. Hey, and believe it or not, recognition programs and the goals that they have actually have an opportunity to increase retention and decrease turnover. Why? Because one of the number one reasons outlined in How Full Your Bucket as to why people leave a company or a business, it's tied directly to their manager or their leader, is they don't feel appreciated. So I want you to stop and hit the button for just a moment. When was the last time you left a job? And you know what? Maybe you're there now. Maybe you're there now and you're searching for another job because you know what? I'm just here. I don't really feel appreciated. Now look at me and hear me loud and clear. All right. This isn't Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh. Always me. All right. No, this is I'm working hard and things that are going on. I just truly don't feel appreciated. I'm not asking you to throw a pity party. All right. What I'm saying is if people don't truly make you feel like you're a part of where the company's going, where the business is going and how you fit into that, or they don't enable and empower you. Again, I'm going to go back a couple weeks. Had a great show. If you haven't listened to it yet, you need to go back. Had a great show with my guest Holly Dowling back on excuse me, back on the 12th of November, you need to go listen to that show. And if you're not uplifted by that one, then you need to get to the doctor and you need to get checked out, because that was a full energetic session and discussion with Holly. You can learn more about her at hollydowling.com. But anyway, I'm a big fan. Here's my point of that discussion that we had is when individuals are able to show up with the best of them at work and managers and leaders empower them to bring the best of them at work, guess what? People feel appreciated. Hey, you're not going to give me a task that you know that I just really don't like. Now, this is the real world and we have to be adults. I get it. I understand it completely. It's a thing. It happens. But hear me out loud and clear. Hear me out loud and clear. If you have someone that is absolutely stellar at doing something and they love to do it, they don't just loathe it, they get it done because they're good at it. You can have people that are really good at tasks, they just don't like to do them. Key indication is they roll their eyes out of the back of their head, or there's a pause, or, okay, here we go again. No, are there tasks that you can delegate that fit into someone's wheelhouse? And are there tasks that, oh, by the way, are you aware of their strengths? Are you having a strengths-based conversation? Are you talking about the talents that they bring to the table and doing everything you can to bring out the best of them at work? Guess what? People will stay, people will feel appreciated, and they will contribute effectively for you. So you have a decision out there. You have a decision. If you're listening in, you're a business owner, you're a manager, you're a leader, you're in charge of leading, guiding, growing, developing, and supporting others. You're in charge of a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization. It doesn't matter. When you bring it back to the essence of the people and their presence and what they do for you and with you, how are you valuing them? How are you honoring them? How are you recognizing them to bring out the best that they can do? That's really the message that I want to get across today. You know, it started out, we started this journey on a very personal level. We started this journey on that attitude of gratitude. Do you have a mentor? Is there a teacher? Is there someone that made a difference in your life? Was it a neighbor? I don't know, because I don't know your story. I can remember a coach that just absolutely took interest in me. A coach that would spend time above and beyond helping me do what needed to be done. We would sit, we would talk, we would have conversations about life. You know the difference for me and all leaders and those that make me feel appreciated is those that are present, those that are engaged, and no matter what it is, they show compassion to you as a human being, as an individual. Whether you're a player, whether you're an employee, you're a team member, I don't care. There are those people who make it be about their mission that it's about you. It's not about them. It's not about them. It's about you. You know, you need to thank those folks. And guess what? That translates to you, Mr. or Mrs. Manager, Supervisor, or Leader. If you're out there, or Mr. or Mrs. Business Owner, Mr. or Mrs. HR Professional, CEO, CFO, CIO, it don't matter. You have a choice to make. You have a choice to make as to how you show up. How are you going to demonstrate and show an attitude of gratitude that will not only help you unleash your career and business, but do the same for others? So that's the gauntlet of challenge that I want to bring down for you today. I want you to seriously stop, hit the pause button, and figure out how do you go out there? How do you make a difference? How do you, hey, and if you're out there listening and you're in the retail world and you're going to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy over the next several weeks, how do you build up your people that are there doing the hard work, dealing with the wonderful holiday behaviors that we know will be present to make a difference? How are you going to show up for them? Because that's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about demonstrating that attitude of gratitude. Hopefully you're listening in and dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, I'm your host, Ron Klinger. You hear the music. It's time for us to go to another break. When we come back, I'll kind of wrap up some thoughts, put some more challenges out there for you. But we do thank you on this day of Thanksgiving for dialing in, listening in today to the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
All right, we are back.
Back in the saddle.
Oh, that's a whole different genre. All right. Well, I do thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and this day, this show, this topic, where we're doing everything we can to help you have an attitude of gratitude out there, because it does make a difference as to how we interact, work with, and connect with one another. You know, the show started out at the top of the hour. We were talking, you know, about you. What do you do? What are the personal decisions that you're going to make on a very personal level? You know, how do you let those people know, whether a phone call, a note, a letter, an email, a text? Try to make it as personal as possible. The more impersonal it is, my experience is the less significant it is. But sometimes, hey, we just need to send a quick note. I need to let you know, I was thinking of you. I appreciate everything you did for me last week. Thank you. I just want to let you know before I forgot the thought. I'll talk to you soon. You know, reconnect. And I think that's the really sad part about today. You know, we're so wired and dialed in electronically. I think we've lost the art of getting together and truly connecting with other people. And I think that's another way to show that attitude of gratitude. I'm guilty as charged, you know, as I sit here and I think back. Yeah, there's times where I've been invited to participate here or to join a group there. And unfortunately, as for many, I don't think I'm alone. That doesn't make it right, but I don't think I'm alone. Oh, I'm too busy. Well, after enough times where you tell people you're too busy, are they going to ever invite you to participate again? Probably not. Probably not going to happen. So how can you be fully present? What can you do to connect, you know, to engage? You know, one quick way to do that, again, whether it's on a personal level or we're back out talking about the organizational level as a manager and as a leader. Take notes. Find time in your schedule to write down some names, to write down some people. Just take a quick note and then find a way, whether it's weekly, you know, every other week, whatever cycle works in your world. Find a way to stop, hit the pause button, spend some time, be fully present. But most importantly, how do you offer up that attitude of gratitude? How do you give thanks? How do you praise? How do you recognize? Hey, and guess what? If you don't have tools in your toolkit, go out and search for recognition tips. Find out. Oh, ask them, by the way. You're going to go out to Listener Central at UnleashedRadioHour.com, and I'm going to have here over the weekend, I'm going to post a employee recognition survey. I didn't come up with it. I don't know where it did. I've adopted it. I've made it my own, but I'm going to share it with you. Why? Because it makes a difference. You know, if and again, as parents, oh man, I got to work on this myself. I'm being honest with you. I got to look in the mirror if I'm going to talk, and I got to work on this myself. You know, where and how do you demonstrate thanks and gratitude towards your kids? You know, I'm guilty as charged. I guarantee you I don't do enough of that. I'm too busy in dad mode. I'm too busy in going and hustling and bustling that a lot of times I don't give thanks. So I don't know that they're listening in. Sometimes they do. But to my kiddos, Garrett, Audra, and Nolan, thank you. Dad loves you. I know I don't always show it in the ways that I need to, but I do. And I appreciate everything that you're doing. Keep up the hard work that you guys are doing. And, hey, continue to have fun, because that's also important to me. You know, something like that. And I'm going to tell them in person as well, because, you know, I think it's important. They've got to hear it. They've got to know it. They need to feel it. You know, and that leads us into a break. I'll come back with a quote of the week on this day of Thanksgiving. And again, as always, it's an honor, and I'm grateful that you're listening and enjoying along on the journey known as the Unleashed Radio Hour.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
Hello, Radioland listeners. This is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Are you looking for fresh, uplifting, and engaging content that can help bring out the best of you and your organization? Do you want to unleash your potential and the potential of those around you? Well, join me each Thursday at 10 a.m. on Business 1110, KTEK, for the Unleashed Radio Hour, where we tackle the everyday challenges to effectively managing and growing your career and business. That's every Thursday at 10 a.m. on Business 1110, KTEK.
Seize everything you ever wanted.
Well, we thank you for seizing the opportunity today to listen in, to dial in here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Always grateful. You can always give comments out on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour. Go search for that. Twitter at Ron Unleashed. And you're always more than welcome and encouraged. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you're encouraged. I always got to work in the whistle. You're always encouraged to go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, there's contact and connect. Hey, love to connect with you here at this point in time. And again, I hope you're having a joyous, wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving today. You know, we've been talking about this attitude of gratitude today, many different ways, personal level, organization level. You know, the key is how are you doing that? You know, and that brings me to, you know, one of the quotes that Maya Angelou has shared. And I think it absolutely resonates with today. I believe it's important in this message. And it's, people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. And I think that's important today on this Thanksgiving. How are you making those around you feel? How are you stepping up? What are you doing, whether it's on a personal level in your world, in your circle of influence, your family, your work, whatever the case might be? How is it? Do people know that you're grateful for what they're doing and how they're doing that in your life? And I know that sounds like, okay, Captain Obvious. Yeah, of course we're doing that. I'm here to tell you, I have room to improve, okay? Part of this message today is also resonating with me. I need to do a better job. I need to figure out a way to show my gratitude and to bring that attitude of gratitude on a more regular basis, because so much of what we do today, it's so easy to get down. It's so easy to get kicked. It's so easy to feel that you've been kicked. And the reality is, we choose. So what I want to challenge you with today, and what I'd challenge you with, especially as we go forward in this holiday season, is that you go out, you do what you can to demonstrate an attitude of gratitude, that you give thanks where thanks are due, that you give praise where praise is well deserved, but you find a way, whether it's through acts of kindness, but understand, make positive emotional deposits. Make them. And you can do that by showing up with that attitude of gratitude. As always, I truly appreciate and value the fact that you have been a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I hope that today has been meaningful and significant for you. I also hope that you go out and listen to the podcast at unleashedradiohour.com. The entire year is out there, all the shows all the way back to last January. And I want to thank all of you that have been listening in over this year. We'll do some more thoughts of reflection when we get into the holidays here. But until next week, dial in, listen in, and continue to go out. Do what you can do to unleash an attitude of gratitude. And until next week, see ya!